Welcome to the prolific teaching ministry of Pastor Emmanuel Iren, lead pastor of Celebration Church International. It is his vision to partner with you for your progress and joy in the faith. Ready, set, grow.
So I have a very short Thanksgiving charge that I really hope the Lord will open your heart to understand. You see, Thanksgiving sermons have very little suspense because a lot of people think they already know the subject. And yet it's a subject that not many people know as they ought to. You know, out of curiosity, just to see if I could get a concise definition, I put in ChatGPT and I asked, what is Thanksgiving? Would you like to know the answer ChatGPT gave me? It goes like this. Thanksgiving is a holiday I'm telling you, that's right here. Thanksgiving is a holiday centered on giving thanks for the blessings of the past year. It is celebrated with family gatherings. They share meals. Traditional foods include roasted turkey, mashed potatoes, cranberry sauce, pumpkin pie. In United States, Thanksgiving is celebrated on the fourth Thursday of November. That's Thanksgiving. By the way, no other definition. That was what... And just you think it's only ChatGPT. That doesn't really understand Thanksgiving. You'll be surprised a lot of Christians don't understand it. We don't understand, for instance, that the way you respond must reflect your estimation of the favor that is done. A lot of people don't understand that. If your pen drops and I reach for it before you and I pick it up and give you and you say thank you, I don't expect you to respond the same way if I wire you 10 million naira. Some people don't know. See, you don't let me give you real life examples. Some people don't know. You will be surprised. Some people don't know. You know, I've told you before, someone did something for our church. And I said, this one is not phone call matter. I booked a flight. Went straight. In fact, because the person is Igbo, I told someone to give me Igbo hype. I wrote like 10. Osisi Kanku. Utali Amapiego. Something like that. There was one, you use MTM mask to do toothpick. You use cane to flog money. I was just joking. I was joking serious about it. So as it came, and you know, because I'm a man of God, you expected me to be all spiritual and all of that. I just started healing straight. In case you want to see me like that, now you know what to do. I go show your office tomorrow. I swear. Just let the accounting tell me something, that you did something. You'll be shocked. Your reception will tell you, Pastor is downstairs. Anyways, I don't always do that, but I was led to do it this time. And you know what he told me? He said, I didn't know men of God can be so appreciative. He said, the last man of God I sent money to, 100 million. He replied, thanks. He replied, thanks. let me tell you something. Listen to me. If you were seeing favor from a place and it stopped suddenly, check. You might have used your own hands to ruin the harvest that God brought you into. These things, a lot of people make that mistake. A lot of people. a lot of people. See, the average person, this is my humble estimation, the average person is unthankful. And they don't know. The average person is entitled and they don't know. You know, there's a Christian creative. I just felt led, you know, to be a blessing to him. He sent me a DM to say he's having a Christian program and he needs support for something. And so I felt led to support. And it was at the time where Trans 30 in particular was supporting some people. So I just felt, okay, let's put him under that. And then we sent him some money. So he did a video to appreciate. Guess what happened the next couple of days? Do you know the kind of mind you have to have to see someone saying, help me thank this person that did something for me? And what comes to your mind is, I will collect my own. So my DM from that time till now has been flooded. And then this is the funny thing. Ah, good day, sir. We want to do such and such program. Thank you very much. Account number. Like, this is their first interaction with me. So I'm just like, God, they really try. If God should open his prayer inbox for you, if I'm complaining about my DMs, imagine what God's DM looks like. A lot of people don't even know that they are callous, even in the midst of their religiosity. They don't know it. So please don't assume you understand Thanksgiving. Hear it again. Hear it again. I can give you example upon example. So, well, since ChatGPT doesn't really help, what is Thanksgiving? I want to start, I will give you the base definition. Then I will now tell you something deeper that should be your revelation as a child of God in Christ. Because there are two different things. Now, at the base level, Thanksgiving is the act of deliberate expression of gratitude. Please, can you say deliberate? Meaning it should be thoughtful, it should be intentional, it should be expressive of the full weight of the favor that was received. Deliberate. I would have said something, but I don't want to look for trouble. Some of you guys, this is what your wife has been trying to tell you. Just be thoughtful about it. Just more effort. And for some of you wives, don't take for granted the effort that a man is putting. You may not really understand the immense pressure and weight that a man carries. Shouldering a lot of responsibilities, not to fail you, not to fail the children. Sometimes, just look at him and say, I just want to say that we see you, the children and I, we see all that you're doing and we thank you. You are a champion. We value you in this house. Eh? See, there is a way you will, there is a way you will thank a man. He will go out to break backs for you. Expression of gratitude in response. Now, pay attention because this is what is going to change as I move on. In response to benefits received. You know, so one psalm that really articulates this in very clear terms is Psalm 103, popular psalm. From verse 1, it says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Now, this is somebody who is making deliberate attempt to praise the Lord. He's commanding his desires. He's saying, bless the Lord,
oh my soul. So at the time where it doesn't really occur to me that I ought to, at the time where it is not really intuitive, it is not really spontaneous, I must still, with the knowledge of God's word, command myself. I like this because it elucidates how deliberate thankfulness must have to be. Sometimes we can't trust your spontaneity because your spontaneous response is not deliberate enough, is not thoughtful enough. Bless the Lord, O my soul. And then he begins to mention, he says, forget not all his benefits. He forgives all your iniquities. You are hearing your Sunday best. Sometimes you even have the effrontery to look at the downfall of others with narrowness. If only they prayed better. If only they did. Listen, God has covered your shame. Some of you here, you know what I'm talking about. Many people have gone under for much less. For much less. You know, one time in our pastor's retreat, I said, everybody, raise your hand. Lord, for the audacious things this ministry has done without sinking, thank you. In trying to get this property, we would have entered serious trouble. Or you don't know. Thank you. I thank him about it regularly, including today. Including today, and that's another thing a lot of people don't know. Somebody was talking to me about how her mom taught her on thankfulness. You thank when it happens. You thank the next time you see the person. And you thank a while after. Some people don't understand that some things are too weighty to say thank you once. That's another example. Some people don't know that. Some people don't know that. You know, something happened. This was 2 months ago. A lot of people don't know how humble my family background is. But you know that something serious is happening when you gain admission and your parents are sad. You gain admission and they are sad. I brought the result home and they were depressed instantly. Because now, this boy has the opportunity to go, but there's no money. So there's one of my mother's friends. She took it to the woman. I was just like, I see my son getting admission. Unfortunately, he can't go. The woman said, what do you mean? No. Have faith. We'll raise the money. This is take this money. Just add it to what you have and all of that. You know, the normal thing is they come home and they tell you, oh, thank you, auntie. She did this. And I said, thank you. And she just did it. I'm sure she just did it. I mean, this is a family that I care about and all of that. She did it mostly for my mom. Not just for me. I thought about it years after. In this school, I got a degree, got filled with the Spirit, got exposure to ministry, and all of these things. I traced everything back to her. And I got her account number, sent her money. When she saw the alert, she was shocked. Guess what? She didn't remember. She didn't remember. I said, you don't remember. You gave my parents money as part of my school fees. She said, I don't remember. And she was crying and saying, thank you. I just did it out of the first person who gave me a check as a preacher, I'll never forget it. The funny thing is, she didn't even come to the program. She came as a protocol for somebody that we invited to preach. And so when she saw me, 20 at the time, preaching the word with so much fervor, she just wanted to encourage me. So she gave me a check. I said, thank you, ma. Thank you, ma. Then I called her. I said, I'm sorry, ma. I don't have the international passport. I can't cash the check. At the time, I didn't even have what to use, to no driver's license, nothing. So he said, bring me the check. I went to her house in Surulere then. Bring me the check. And she had to write, please pay with school ID. I'm telling you, there are some things I can never forget. Pay with school ID. And I went, cast a check with school ID. Now, and you know, this world is very small. Fast forward years after, I was talking to one of our pastors who happened to be neighbors with her now. And she just mentioned the name. I said, I know that name. How is she doing? Oh my God, it's a sad story. Her husband died. Her finances went down. She's struggling to pay her children's school fees. I said, what? Bring it here. How would you have known that 15,000 naira check that you gave in 2010 is the reason why somebody will look at your children's school fees, all of them in private university? I say, at least for the much we can carry for this year, we'll carry it. How would you have thought? Come on, are you getting what I'm saying? So when David said, forget not, that's the lesson. That's the first lesson. To begin with, you have to be thoughtful enough to remember. Remember that when David is on the throne, he says, is there anyone left in Saul's house? Do you think like that? A lot of people don't know what to do when God blesses them. There are some things you do. Eh? Are you getting what I'm saying here? Remember what God has done. Remember what people have done. Always remember. There are some people you will never have the privilege to scold just because of the role they played. You may know better now, but because of the role they played in you getting to where you are, you will never have the privilege to scold them. It's above your pay grade. Leave them to God or to other people. Please, are you listening to me? He forgives all your iniquities and heals all your diseases. Plenty stories here too, but I'll move on. He says, who redeems your life from the pits? I don't know if you understand. Has this happened to you before? You know, every time I'm telling stories on thankfulness, there's something I always like to mention, all right? And even now, I want to mention it. Pay rapt attention. Years ago, I was going to see my babe. She's my wife now. And I didn't have a car. So our bus with the run, you know, we would use run on that time, yellow bus, black stripes, you understand? And traveling by bus in Lagos is an extreme sport. Because now I'm supposed to enter from Sele Express to drop at Fagbems to go and enter bike to go and see her in first stack. But there was tremendous traffic. Those kind of demonic traffic that you get to the end and nobody can tell why the traffic was there in the first place. But it's just demonic. God, the devil just wants to frustrate you. So this bus did something. This bus entered one way. Not only did this bus enter one way, the bus was speeding. Extreme speed. Now you see, there's this young lady, she's crossing the road, and maybe she thinks she's in the UK, because everywhere in the world, if it is a one-lane road, you only really need to look at where the traffic is coming from, and as long as there's no vehicle coming, you can cross. So she looked, and she had an earpiece on, and she just crossed. Because I mean, if it was a normal road, traffic from both sides, they taught us you look left, you look right, you look left again. But in Lagos, you look left, you look right, you look up, you look down, you look side, you look... And after that, as you're crossing, you still shout, "See me, oh, see me, oh, see me, oh." See, I will never forget. I remember like it was yesterday, the exact spot I was seated. You know, how I felt. Eh? Every hair on my body stood. Everybody was shouting, but I was in cold silence. Do you understand what I'm saying here? Because that lady till now doesn't know what God saved her from. It was just inches away. She had just crossed when the bus went. Phew. Hi. And I put my hand on my head. I looked back. She still didn't know. Maybe she has even joined this church. She's shouting with us. No knowing it's you we are talking about. And maybe you sat here in this service, everybody is thanking the Lord, and you're like, I don't really know if God has been good to me. So I said that to say this. We have never really understood the full scope of the goodness of God. We've never really understood it. Never. Listen, if you came into the story of Joseph midway and asked him if God has been good, what will he say? Think about it. At any point midway, when he's in the pits, or when he's on the platform being auctioned to slavery, or when he's in Potiphar's house, or when he's being accused wrongly, or when he is in prison, if you come any point midway and ask him, is God good? Because we never truly have the full perspective. Newsflash, what you call bad could have been worse. Feel the weight of verse 4. Who redeems your life from the pits and crowns you with steadfast love and mercy? Sometimes people see beauty in your life and they think it's your prayer life. They think it's your faithfulness. You know, it's mercy. You know, he crowns you with mercy. Can I give you a few seconds? Thank him for his mercy. Mercy is a crown, no? It beautifies. It exalts. And when people are asking for an explanation and you say it's God, they think you are being modest. No, sir. It's God, I promise you. It's a Thanksgiving service. You can as well do it well. Thank you, Jesus. Now to the next one, which is also important. Verse 5. Who satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles? Please, let me beg you. There will be that tendency when you begin to touch some success to forget. You now start saying you will be patting yourself on the back a little too much. It's my intelligence. It's my diligence. The Bible says it is God who satisfies your mouth with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Never forget that. Say with me, say it's God, oh. And so that's why James, in James 1:17, he gives you this healthy conclusion. He says, every good gift and every perfect gift comes from where? From above, and from the Father of light, with whom is no variableness or shadow of turning. Just give him all the glory. Because everything that you achieved through others, it was through him, through others. Everything you achieved through your mind, your intellect. Some people read book and went mad. You say you are hardworking. If you are sick, can you work hard?
You know, I'm a sport enthusiast, as you know.
And I observe. At the end of the day, when it comes to longevity, it's not just skill. There are many skillful people who were just ruined by injury.
Save me, every good gift and every perfect gift comes from where? Where did your job come from? What about your beautiful family? What about the nice clothes that you're wearing? What about health and vitality? I give you a few more seconds. Give him all the glory. Deuteronomy 8:18, you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is him that gives you power to get wealth. Don't get carried away. Verse 17 says, lest you enter into that promised land and you begin to get carried away and you say, it is my power and my hand. Look at verse 17 quickly. Then you say, in your heart, these things happen in the heart. These things happen in the heart. You say in your heart, my power and my might, the might of my hand has gained me this wealth. Anybody who has touched some money knows this thing. You know this thing. Please, take note of the person that shouted, yes, sir. You have to be a top partner in this church. If I see me after the service, we have projects to do. Come on, are you with me? But like I said, all of this is but the first part of Thanksgiving. I think that Thanksgiving entered into a deeper dimension in Christ, and I'll prove it to you. So now, Thanksgiving generically is a response with gratitude to God for some benefits that you have enjoyed. But when you come to the New Testament, the emphasis changes. And so in 1 Thessalonians 5:18, it says, give thanks in all circumstances. You're not waiting for good things to happen to respond. Thanksgiving is not a response. It is now your default state. You thank before it happens. You thank while it is happening. You thank after. At every point in your journey, your life must be marked by thanksgiving. Do you understand the difference here? This one is important, though. Listen. What I'm about to share with you is a simple, easy secret to glory. You want the presence of God to be tangible in your life? This is one secret. Be a thankful person all the time. Hate murmuring, no matter how bad the situation is. Come on, are you getting what I'm saying? Understand this, that everything the devil was trying to get Job to do was to get to a point where the pain he was witnessing would change his heart towards God. What the devil was trying to get Job to do seems logical. I'm in pain, so I change my heart towards God. I'm coming to that. A lot of people don't know how big a deal murmuring is in the spirit realm. It's a big deal. Not just for yourself. Teach your children not to murmur. Teach them to be thankful. Listen, they can express themselves, they can complain. But if you notice a pattern, a child who is always complaining, no. Teach them early. Are you with me? I'll rush through some text so that you see how consistent this is. Ephesians chapter 5 verse 20. It says, giving thanks always and for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Giving thanks always and for all things. Say always and for all things. Meaning in this context, you're not waiting for good things to happen. I'm always thankful. Always. So thankfulness is not a response to an event. It's now my default state in Christ. In everything, be thankful.
Colossians chapter 3, verse 17. And whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything with prayer and supplication. Now listen to me. You've been taught that thanksgiving is what you do when God answers your prayer. But now he's saying thanksgiving is something you present with your prayer as a cocktail. You lead with thankfulness. You don't respond with it. You lead with it. Let us enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. It has become the protocol of his presence, not the response to his goodness. In everything with prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving. So why am I thankful when I'm making a request? So now, the New Testament thanksgiving model is counterintuitive. Because logically, you want to wait for good things to happen to respond. But now he's saying, even in making the request, with thanksgiving. Are you getting what I'm saying here? Look at Psalm chapter 67, verse 5. From verse 5 to 6. Psalm chapter 67, from verse 5 to 6. It says, let the people praise you, O God. Let all the people praise you. Everybody, read verse 6. Loud as you can, want to go. Then the earth shall yield her increase. Listen to me. Normally, you will want the earth to yield her increase. Then you praise God. Oh, I'm waiting for you to catch it. Normally, you will wait for increase to respond with thanksgiving. He's telling you if you thank, if you praise first, he says, then. The first word in verse 6 is quite instructive. It says, then, meaning as a result. This is a big secret. And this is something you see exemplified in the early ministry of Jesus. Listen, when there is lack, don't grumble. Thank him. Do you know, in the feeding of 5,000, Jesus actually didn't pray for the Father to do anything. He lifted what was insufficient, lifted it to God, thanked God, and broke it. Let me tell you something. What you will normally break to eat and it will finish, if you give thanks first, when you break it, it will multiply. Beginning to end, there was no prayer. He just gave thanks. Could it be that there are projects? Ay, my God. You don't have the capital, but you're thinking through it. Thinking through it. Yeah, it might not be going the way you want, but it could have been worse. And you're thinking through it. And you're not thinking to gaslight God. Because we've been taught in some dramas. You know those dramas? Where some people are complaining before the courtroom of heaven and God is observing all of them. And somebody from outside will start singing. God will start hearing music. Bah, 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 bah. The person is like, you won't raise God. And initially, God is moving his leg. Then after a while, he starts moving his head. Then it gets to a point, he can't take it. You think what happens in parties, you can do it to God? Shuma no yet. Shuma no. Come on, are you listening to me? God is looking for a steady heart of thanksgiving in season and out of season. That's the real teaching. You see, John seemed to be so impressed by the miracle of the feeding of 5,000, he noticed a pattern that it now became a landmark event, so that when they were passing that same region where it happened before, he made reference to it. Look at John chapter 6, verse 23. And there is a very powerful utterance here that I want to release. He says, however, other boats came from Tiberias near the place where they ate bread afterwards. Let me read it again and I will see if you catch it. He says, just imagine they're passing a particular place and they're describing that is the place where they ate bread after the Lord had given thanks. It now became a landmark, meaning there can be testimonies of expansion that are a landmark of what thanksgiving can initiate prophetically in your life. That there was no food, come on, but when I gave thanks, then this happened. Are you getting what I'm saying? So now they're passing again and he's making reference to it. That's Tiberias, where they ate bread after the Lord had given thanks. And this is my prophecy. You are coming to a point in your life where you'll be able to point to things around you. Oh, this car, it came from thanksgiving. Oh, maybe I should move to this part. I said, a time is coming, you'll be able to point and say, this house came from thanksgiving. And this child came from thanksgiving. You will say, like John, we ate bread after we had given thanks. There was not enough, but we gathered together without murmuring and we danced before the Lord and we ate bread. We got the contract after we had given thanks. The doors of the nations were opened after we had given thanks. Because what normally should have elicited murmuring, we responded in faith and gave glory to God. We staggered not at his promise. Come on, are you listening to me? You will say, this is what thanksgiving produced in my life. He says, then the earth shall yield her increase. He says, God, even our God, shall bless us. He will bless us and the ends of the earth shall fear him. Come on, give him praise some more. I said, give him praise some more. I said, give him praise some more. Jesus stood in front of Lazarus' tomb. No requests. Father, I thank you that you hear me always. This is a powerful secret too. I thank you that you hear me always. Listen, can I give you 10 seconds to tell him that? I thank you. You hear me always. You hear me always. Anything you don't do the exact way I ask is because better is coming. You hear me? Oh, you hear me always. You hear me always. You hear me always. You hear me always. Thank you, Father. Now, listen. There is a warning in the Bible. In 1 Corinthians 10:10, this is what the Bible says. Paul is warning. He says, don't complain as some of them complained and were destroyed by the destroyer. He's making reference to Numbers chapter 21 when they journeyed by the Mount of Hor and the people became discouraged. The Bible says the people became discouraged by the way. And they spoke against God and against Moses. And they said, did you bring us into this wilderness to die? And the Bible says, God, I'm telling you this for a reason. God sent fiery serpents amongst the people and they bit them. All right? Now, it was, pay attention, and I'm showing the prophetic imagery. It was after then that God said, Moses, raise up a brazen serpent in the wilderness. All right? And as they looked at the brazen serpent, they were healed. They stopped complaining and looked at the brazen serpent. Now, Jesus comes on the scene. And it says, as Moses lifted up the brazen serpent in the wilderness, so shall the Son of Man be lifted up. And so that action is a metaphor of the heart posture that the believer has looking to Christ. So I'm telling you, in your salvation, implicit in your faith in Christ is the agreement not to complain. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's what I'm telling you. You're a child of God. Look to cross. Look to the cross and don't complain. Things might not be going well around you. Look to the cross and don't complain. Trust him. Trust him. We are not murmurers. We are not complainers. It says in the last days, perilous times will come. And one of the things he said will happen is that many will be unthankful.
is a sign of the end time. They will be unthankful. Romans chapter 1. Even though they knew God, they didn't glorify him as God. Neither were they thankful. But in our camp. Come on, are you listening?
Yes, sir.
So start telling the person by your side. Get ready. When I'm praising the Lord, understand. Understand. Start telling them, you know what, let's use songs to tell them now. Say, give me chance, so I want to pray. Gladi road, I want to be body for Jesus. Tell someone, excuse me, if I get undignified. You don't know, like I know what he has done. Let's, in case they don't understand that one, let's say it in pidgin. No, be say I decrease. Oh yeah. Hallelujah.
Thank you for listening. We are sure that you have been blessed. For inquiries, reach us on our helpline 0809 996 7000. Blessings.